Welcome to Torat Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. Today we will be studying Sefer Tehillim Perek Kaf Dalet, Perek 24. My name is Esther Tokayer. This chapter of Tehillim can be found in the Siddur as Shir Shel Yom for Sunday, the first day of the week, and is recited by Ashkenaz congregations when they return the Torah to the Ark on weekdays. We are also familiar with the last several verses of the chapter, which are sung in Ashkenaz synagogues on Simchat Torah, as the scrolls are returned with great fanfare to the Aron, the Ark. It is the custom of some communities to write the first phrase of this chapter on the inside of their books, LaHashem Ha'aretz Umlo'ah, the earth and all there is in it belong to Hashem. It is one of the most fundamental beliefs that we have, that He is the master of the universe and thereby the determinant of values, morals, and laws. By recognizing that all that we have belongs to Him, we have the essential building blocks for recognizing the blessings in our lives and recognizing our responsibilities in this world. The rabbis teach that David wrote this chapter when he bought the land that would be the future site of the Beit HaMikdash, the Temple Mount. We learn several things about David from his commitment and desire to build a permanent house of worship and service for Hashem, that he views his purpose as representing the will of Hashem and establishing his rule on this earth. A quick look at that part of Shmuel Bet, the second book of Samuel, where David purchases the land of Arvana, the Jebusite, tells us a few things. It was during a magifah, an epidemic, when David sees an angel of destruction poised over Jerusalem. It is the moment that Hashem stops the magifah, the moment of and the spot where divine mercy takes hold. It says, Vayishlach yado ha-malach Yerushalayim l'shachata. The malach is prepared to bring the epidemic, to bring the death to Yerushalayim. Vayinachem Hashem el hara'a, but Hashem takes mercy on the evil that is to come. Vayomer l'malach ha-mashchit, and he tells the angel of destruction, Va'amrav, ata heref yadecha, that it has been many people, and now stop your hand. Hashem has mercy on the Jewish people, and it is here that David declares, Hine anochi chatati, va'anochi he'eviti, ve'ele hatzon me'asu, tihi na yadcha bi ubevet avi. David here takes responsibility for the health and safety of his people. He states it, that it was he who has sinned when, in the counting of the Jewish people, and that any future punishments be visited upon him and his house, not the people of Israel. This chapter declares the awesomeness and the glory of this spot in particular, and contemplates how a person of flesh and blood can approach this place and interact with the master of the universe. The Talmud in Masechet Pesachim 117a states that when a chapter of Tehillim starts with the words L'David Mizmor, Milamed shesharta alav shechina ve'achar kach amar shira. The Talmud states that the chapters that begin with David's name and the song type follows the name indicate that the divine presence rested upon David, and then the song came to him when the divine presence was upon him. The chapter is summarized as follows. The earth and all that is upon it, and all the people that dwell on the earth belong to Hashem, for he founded it upon the seas and established it upon the rivers. Who shall go up to the mountain of Hashem? Who can stand in this holiest of places? Someone with clean hands and a pure heart that has not sworn in vain nor been deceitful. He will raise a blessing and justice from Hashem. This is the generation who seek his God's presence, Jacob. Gates, raise your heads and be uplifted, everlasting entrances, so that the King of Glory will enter. Who is the King of Glory? Hashem the Mighty and the Strong. Hashem, the hero of the battle. Gates, raise your heads and be uplifted. Everlasting entrances, so that the King of Glory may enter. Who is the King of Glory? Hashem, God of hosts, is the King of Glory, Selah. This chapter of Tehillim first speaks of God's mastery of our earth and all contained therein. It is from this verse that the rabbis taught of the importance of making blessings before we enjoy food, drink, and fragrances. The Talmud in Masechet Berachot relates, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, כל הנהנה מן העולם הזה בלא ברכה, כאילו נהנה מקודשי שמיים, שנאמר להשם הארץ ומלואה.
Rav Yehuda says in the name of Shmuel that anyone who enjoys from this world without making a blessing first, it is as if he has taken from the holiness of the heavens, for it says that the world and all its contents belong to Hashem.
Rabbi Levi Rame Ktiv Lahashem Haaretz Umloah Uktiv Hashamayim Shamayim Lahashem Beharetz Natan Livnei Adam. So Rav Levi questions this, that it also says that the heavens belong to Hashem, but the earth was given to humankind.
Lakasha, the Talmud has an answer. It's not a contradiction.
Kan kodem beracha, kan leachar beracha. One pasuk, one verse, is describing before one makes a blessing, and the other verse is referring to after one makes a blessing. The first two verses of this chapter refer to the world as a whole, God's presence in the world and his beneficence in that world. It is a recognition that he can be found everywhere, in every living thing and every material object, that his blessings flow through the world, and it is for us to recognize it. Verse 3 then makes the shift to talking about Jerusalem, the Temple Mount. It is this place where David witnessed the angel of destruction and God's interference on behalf of the Jewish people. It is this place that Yaakov had slept and witnessed the angels climbing and descending a ladder to the heavens. It is this place that saw Abraham's binding of Yitzchak. It is this place that Deuteronomy indicates Hashem's eyes are always upon it. It is this place that has become a center for the three monotheistic religions of the world. David asks, or perhaps declares, who could ascend to this place, and more so, who could stand there, meaning for a greater length of time, belong in this place. It is a place of mercy, yes, but also of truth and justice. The qualities of this person manifest in three areas: actions, speech, and thoughts. One with clean hands. We are familiar with this expression. Someone with clean hands holds nothing that is not his through rightful means. He is a person who always acts with the utmost of integrity. This phrase refers to a person's actions. Pure heart refers to a person's thoughts and beliefs. Rav Shimshon Rafael Hirsch states that the word naki that is used for the hands is a superficial cleanliness. The word bar, here used for pure heart, is a deeper clean, a deeper purity, from the word borer, that any impure elements have been removed from the person's heart. This refers to a person's thoughts. Has not taken an oath deceitfully. He speaks the truth, commits himself to his oaths. This refers to a person's speech. These are the basic elements of mercy, truth, and justice. When David talks about this generation being the one that will seek out Hashem, David mentions Yaakov. Why Yaakov here in particular? And I am reminded of the Midrash that speaks of the time that Yosef was in the house of Potiphar, and Potiphar's wife wanted to lie with him. The Midrash says that Yosef saw the face of his father and left. What does it mean that he saw his father's face? He saw his father's face and remembered what he taught him, remembered the moral stature that his father demanded by word and by deed, saw his face and didn't want to disappoint him. Yaakov, the patriarch whose whole family inherits the blessings of Abraham, the patriarch whose name we bear, the patriarch whose struggles bore the fruit of faith, the patriarch who bore witness to the connection between the heavens and the earth that exists on the Temple Mount. Verses 7 through 10 speak of placing the ark in the temple. The gates are commanded to open to recognize that they serve as an entry point for the Ark of the Covenant. Previous to the Ark being placed in the temple, it had gone out to war with the soldiers of Israel. Once the Ark had a permanent home, however, it no longer accompanied the armies of Israel. The command for the gates to open is stated twice. The answer of who should be joining is stated twice, but with a difference. The first refers to Hashem as a God of strength, of war. The second refers to the God of hosts, who is now recognized as the master of the universe and has legions of all humanity following him.
If we return to the stories we know of David when he first brought the Ark of the Covenant to Jerusalem, we remember he tried once. The wagon seems to falter, and Uzzah stretches out his hand to steady the Ark. And Hashem smote Uzzah for thinking that he had to steady the Ark, for acting on that thought. David is disappointed, angry with Hashem's choice decision, and he places the Ark at that spot with Oved Hagiti. Oved Hagiti is then blessed, for he is taking care of the Ark, and David shortly returns for the Ark. David provides a celebration this second time that is unmatched, with music and fanfare, and he dances among the people. When he returns home, Michal, his wife, tells him that he lowered himself in dancing with the regular people in an undignified manner. David's response is powerful. Lifnei Hashem asher bachar bi me'avich u'mikol beto litzavot oti nagid al am Hashem al Yisrael v'sichakti lifnei Hashem. He answers that it was before the Lord who chose me instead of your father and all his family and appointed me ruler over the Lord's people Israel, and I will dance before the Lord. Unikaloti od mizot, and I will dishonor myself even more. V'hayiti shafel be'enai, and I will be low in my own esteem. V'im ha'amahot asher amart imam ikaveda. But among the slave girls that you speak of, I will be honored. David then, and in the composition of this chapter, exemplifies true humility and craving to be in the presence of the divine. He exulted in his relationship with Hashem and consistently reflected a humility in that relationship, which allows him to rejoice in a way that inspired his generation and many generations that come after with his songs and faith. This humility and craving to be in the presence of the divine allowed him to constantly and consistently renew his relationship with Hashem. Su'u she'arim rashechem u'su'u pitchei olam v'yavo melech hakavod. O gates, lift up your heads. Lift them up, you everlasting doors, so the King of Glory may come in. Mihu ze melech hakavod? Hashem tzva'ot melech hakavod zela. Who is the King of Glory? The Lord of Hosts. He is the King of Glory. Selah. May we merit a world of humility, justice, and truth, where we can always sense the divine presence. Thank you for studying together, Le'ilui Nishmat Malka Esther Batzvi Yosef.